Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We say in the Haggadah towards the end of Maggid, Rabbi Gamliel haya omer kol shalo omer shlosha dvarim elu ba-Pesach lo yotze yidei chavaso. Anyone that doesn't say these three things on Pesach has not been yotze hischiv, ve-elu hein Pesach, matzah umorer. And then the Baal Haggadah brings the Mishnah and it goes through the different aspects of why we have the Karban Pesach, why we have the matzah, why you have the murder. So by the matzah it says, matzah zu shanu ulchem al shuma. Why do we eat the matzah? Al shum shelo hispik betzekum shel avaseinu lahachmitz. That the dough of our fathers did not have a chance to rise. Ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ugolam. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he redeemed Klal Yisrael. So the Baal Haggadah is saying the reason why we eat the matzah is because we were taken out of Mitzrayim so fast from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bread did not have a chance to rise, and we had to eat matzah on the way out. The Marsha on this mission on Kuftes Zayin in Psachim asks an incredible kasha. He says if the reason that we're eating the matzah is because the bread didn't have a chance to rise on our way out of Mitzrayim, we know that we went out of Mitzrayim after Chatzos. Machas Bechoros happened exactly at Chatzos, and after that, later on, we went out of Mitzrayim. So why is it that we Paskin, and we're so makbid to eat the matzah dafka in front of before Chatzos, if we're trying to commemorate that which we had in Mitzrayim so fast and we were forced to eat matzah, the matzos that we ate then were after Chatzos. And yet we're so makbid to eat the matzah bedafka before Chatzos. That is the question the Marsha poses. So I saw a beautiful teretz that we can say to the Marsha's kasha based on a pshat of the Beis Halevi earlier on in the Haggadah. When it comes to the Ben HaRasha, the Haggadah says, Rasha Mahu Omer. What's the question of the Rasha? Moha Avoda Hazos Lachem. What is this Avoda to you? And we answer to the Rasha that Bavur Ze Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim Li V'lo Lo Ilu Hoya Hashem Lo Hoya Nigol. We say to him that because of this, we were taken out of Mitzrayim, and we say Li V'lo Lo, and not him. If he would have been there, he would not have been redeemed. So the Beis Lady explains what exactly is the question that the Rosh is asking. He says the focus of the Rosh's kasha is, what is this avoda? The word hazos. Ma ha-avoda hazos lachem. The Rosh understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and he understands we have to commemorate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. He just doesn't understand why we're doing this avoda of the Karban Pesach. Bishlama, in the time that we went out of Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrim were worshipping the Lamb, so it made sense that we brought as a Karban, the Karban Pesach, because we're showing that it's not a God. The Mitzrim are worshipping the Lamb, so we're shechting their Lamb. But nowadays that there's no longer Avodah Zarah going on in the world, so it's outdated. So the Rosh is asking, Ma Avodah Hazos Lachem? Why are you doing this Avodah? We should find a different way to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim that connects to us nowadays. We no longer have this issue of Avodah Zarah, so it's outdated. Why are we going ahead and shechting the Karban Pesach and getting involved in what used to be the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim? That's no longer in existence. That's a thing of the past that's inappropriate to be doing right now. And the Beis Halevi explains that the response to the Rosh is that you're making a very big mistake. You think that the reason why we're bringing the Karban Pesach is because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and the reason why we do the mitzvos is because of what happened in the past, but really we're telling the Rosh that's not true. Really the Torah was written way before Yetzias Mitzrayim, before the world was created. And really we do the mitzvah only because Hashem said that we should do the mitzvah. If you look at Rashi on the Pasuk that we bring to the Rosh, Bavur Ze Osa Hashem Li Vitzesim Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Bavur She Kayim Mitzvos. It's because I am going to in the future be mekayim the mitzvos, kigon Pesach, Matzah, Umar, Halalu. Because I am going to satisfy these mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, Umar, the future, that's why Hashem took us out. So we say to the Rosh, it's not like you're saying, it's not like you're thinking that because we went out of Mitzrayim, therefore we have the mitzvos, it's fakert. Because we have the mitzvos, because our avos were mekayim the mitzvos, and we were going to be mekayim the mitzvos in the future, that's why Hashem took us out. This is spoken out even more at length in the Evan Ezra, but it's very clear in Rashi as well, Bavur Shekayim Mitzvosov, Kigon Pesach Matzah Murah, the opposite of what the Rosh is thinking. So again, the question of the Rosh was, Lafida Beis Halevi, Maha Avoda Hazos Lachem, this Avoda is outdated, and we respond, no, it's only outdated if you understand that the mitzvah is a response to what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you understand the truth that the mitzvahs were given us by Hashem, and we have the mitzvah Karan Pesach, we have the mitzvah of Matzah from before the world was created, and the reasons that we're saying saying is just so we can get a better appreciation for it, that Hashem took us out so fast, the dough didn't have a chance to rise, and we took the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrim. Those are not the reasons why we're doing the mitzvah. We're just giving that time to make us have a better appreciation for the chok that Hashem gave us. So therefore, the Beis Halevi says that is the conversation between the Rasha and his father. Based on this, I saw a beautiful pshat. We could answer the Marsha's kasha. The Marsha's kasha again was, if the reason why we're eating the matzah is kashul hispik, but tekem lahachmitz, that happened after chatzos, and yet we are so makbit to eat the matzah specifically before chatzos. But we can say very beautifully, based on the Beis Halevi, we're trying to show this idea by eating the matzah after chatzos. By eating the matzah before chatzos, we're showing that we're not eating the matzah because we were taken out of Mitzrayim. That would be the case if we ate the matzah after chatzos, that would be the proper time. We came out of Mitzrayim then. That's when the dough didn't have a chance to rise. That's when we're eating the matzah. So we bedavka eat the matzah before chatzos to show that the mitzvah came before the time. That we're eating the mitzvah, we're eating the matzah because Hashem commanded us with this mitzvah that we should eat matzah, and therefore we bedavka eat the matzah and we finish it before chatzos. Even though the reasoning that we're given the Haggadah for eating the matzah, the time that's given is because shel hispik batzekim lahachmitz, but to show that's not really the reason. The real reason is it's a chok from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to eat the matzah. Therefore, we bedavki eat it before the zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.